Today we're continuing Ma'aseh Kesafim, Par Ches. I'll discuss next week what the schedule is in terms of Monday, whether we'll have Shir or not. We'll conclude that tomorrow, Labor Day. Not Labor Day, Memorial Day. Okay. So, today's topic is going to be using Ma'aseh Kesafim to pay for shul membership and other things related to the shul. Dues for the shul, etc. In Yanni, B'inyan, Nesinas Ma'aseh Kesafim of Rechovos HaKehila. I know when my kids go to this yeshiva, so, you know, the way they divvy the tuition, is the tuition, and then there's all these other things, and then there's the building fund. You know, the building fund. So they're always, they're always having the building fund. So I guess, so, question, So let's talk about shuls. Shuls is always interesting to talk about. So the first thing you have to know about a shul is the concept of having a shul. In other words, is there an inyan that you need to have a shul in a community? Well, maybe everyone can be a nice guy and say, you know, you can come to my basement for a minyan, you know. That's one question. And then, does a community need to have, what is a shul? A shul means a place where it's miyuchar only for davening. In other words, somebody's basement is not a shul. It's a basement. And you let people daven in your basement. If you're, like, in the suburbia communities, so people, it's hard for them to go to shul. Everything's far, everything's spread out. So basically they have these minyanim in people's homes, like Friday night. People will go to the shul, at least in Shabbos day, in most places. Even some places they don't do that. But in most places they'll go to the shul Shabbos day. But for Friday night, or Motzai Shabbos, it's such a schlep, so then they'll either have rotating basements or whatever they'll do to do that. But the concept of having a shul, so is a Tosefta in Bav Metzia, Perek Yud Aleph. It says, Kofim b'nei ha'ir ze'ezeh lindos lahem beis knesses. Lindos sefer Torah u'navim. There is, so we could tax the community that there should be a shul. In other words, it's not enough to daven, but you should have a base knesses. Liknos lahem sefer Torah, and of course, if you need a base knesses, you need a sefer Torah, or else you're not going to be able to have a properly functioning base knesses and the neviim, because you need the neviim for the haftorahs. So that is a chova in the community, and the Rambam says it over in two places here. In Hilchos Tefillah, from page 2, that says, "Kol Mokum Shish Bar Sar Yisrael Tzarchil Hachim Lo Beit Bais Shei Kansebol Tefillah." The whole Eis Tefillah Mokum Zeinikra Beit Haknesses. Right. So any place that has 10 people, 10 Jews who are living, so they can't just say they're gonna daven in someone's basement. They have to have a shul. Sometimes it might take years till they could build a shul. One community I know, they for years they just davened in the gym of the school. You know, that was a big room. They davened in the gym, so the gym is not a base knesses. Because a base knesses means that it's either solely used for davening. But if you have a gym that you set up for davening when you're not playing basketball, that's not a base knesses, because it's not solely used for davening. Even a base knesses that you make a tnai, I think is still yotzei, the chizchiv, Or does he make a tanai that you could do certain things? The halacha is, even though we paskin a base knesses, you can only make a tanai to do these things when the base knesses is no longer functioning. But Minhag Yisrael is not that way. Minhag Yisrael is we assume that you can make a tanai in a shul, even when it is functioning. Because if you wouldn't allow that, then it would be usher to do things that everyone does in a shul. For example, Dvar B'Talim. What is Dvar B'Talim? So Dvar B'Talim has nothing to do with Lashon Hara. Dvar B'Talim means that after the davening is over, people are folding their talis and whatever they're doing, and they're talking to their neighbor, just schmoozing. How's it going? What are you doing this summer? Very nice things. I think it's nice. People talk to each other. It's a big milah. People talk to each other. But al pi halacha, that's called dvar b'talim. And therefore, medina, that's usher to do in a shul. It's usher to do in a shul. In other words, the shul has to be the me'ikar hadin. It's a place where you only David. The Magen Avraham says that Rizal wouldn't even say Divrei Musar in the shul. I know, I remember when I was in Brookline with the Tolna Rebbe, Rebbe Tversky's father. So he wouldn't give a drasha in the shul. The drasha was given after davening at the Kiddush in the side room. That's when he said the shul. You know, a pure shul forget talking during the davening. I'm talking about even after the davening, and I'm not even talking about lashon hara and gossip and this very mundane thing, just being friendly, which we would encourage, right, to be friendly. Imagine a shul and no one talks to each other. Maybe you have things like that, but that's, you know, but that's, you know, a shul. So that's usher. The only reason it's mutter is because we assume the shuls are made ala tanai. So the shuls are made ala tanai, you can do certain things in the shul that otherwise are usur. But you can't, but even that has a gvul. In other words, if you would want to have a vase, like a Purim carnival in the main sanctuary, or something that's, you know, totally out of character, that would be usur even with the tanai. Be with it tonight. You want to sell. I remember I was once in a shul in the mountains. Like during the week, they were selling like pocketbooks. Well, they were, you know, so that would be totally inappropriate. But if you have a place where a basement where people are davening, and the nice guy's giving his basement, so that's not even a shul. So that's not. There's nothing wrong with. You want to have a carnival there, you want to have a pocketbook sale, you want to have something like that, so fine.
And even if the basement has an Aron Kodesh?
Yeah, even if the basement has an Aron Kodesh, it's
right.
Still...
No.
Yeah, like I davened in the Gymnasium in the river there. So there's an Aron Kodesh there. We have an Aron Kodesh there. But there's still been a... What?
It's
also a dining room. Yeah, it's a dining room. They eat dinner there. They, you know.
Does it make it that it's a bit that connects that you can do other things, or is it not about
food? Oh. So this is a beer halacha. See, let me tell you what happened. What happened was, this goes back a long time ago. There was a shul. I don't have to mention any names, but there's a shul near where my parents live that got burnt down. It was burnt. You know, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. It was burnt. Leave it at that. So then finally, they rebuilt a new thing, nice and new. So the Shabbos that it was rebuilt, they brought in the Rav of the Shul brought in Rav Belsky to give a shiur on Hilchos Beis Knesses. So one of the things he said is the Bir Halacha asked, actually the Magen Avraham asked this kashya, the steer in the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber paskins that the Tanai doesn't work when the shul is still functioning. A Tanai only works the Churbano, meaning when the shul is no longer in use. But by an Aron Kodesh, the Mechaber says you can make a Tanai in Aron Kodesh to use it, so you want to put other things in the Aron Kodesh, not only the Sefer Torah. I'm not talking about comic books, I'm talking about something of Kedusha, but not a Sefer Torah. So the Mechaber says you can make an Aron Kodesh, you can make a Tanai, even when the Aron Kodesh is still functioning. So the Magen Avraham asks Akasha, Astira, from how come by Beis Knesset he doesn't permit, and by an Aron he does. That's the Magen Avraham's kashya. So the Magen Avraham is a teretz, but so the Bir Halacha, the Rambelsky said over the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, it's like this. And I have a tie on the Bir Halacha. I think I wrote this up in the Beis Yitzchak many years ago. The Bir Halacha says like this. He says, there's no halacha that is a halacha you need a Beis Knesset, kofin, right, to build a Beis Knesset. There's no halacha you need an Aron Kodesh. You just need a box. It doesn't have to be Kedusha's Aron. You just need a box. So you make it tonight, so now your own Kodesh is a box. It's a fancy box. So it's fine. Who says you need an Aron Kodesh? It doesn't have Kedusha's Aron Kodesh. It's a box. But it still provides the shelter that a Sefer Torah needs. So we make it tonight, it's not an Aron Kodesh anymore. It's a box. So, okay, it's all designed a box. But by a shul, if you make it tonight, it's not a Beis Knesset anymore. That's what the Ebevel, Yotze Yechiv, of building a Beis Knesset. That's what Rebelsky said over, that's the Bir Halacha. So I was always bothered with this Bir Halacha. When you have a minyan in somebody's dining room, even though they say the Torah, that's not a shul. But if you have a Beis Knesset that's primarily used for as a Beis Knesset, you make it tonight, you can be able to do certain things. It's still a Beis Knesset. And you still yotzei the mitzvah. A riot, because you're not allowed to do certain things. They're gvul, that the tonight works. So therefore, that's why this assumption of the Bir Halacha I found to be a little bit, so I wrote this up. So that's what I think. I think Meikar did, that it still is a shul, and he still yotze, it's just a shul that has a tanai. Because it's hard to say that all the Batei Knesios throughout the generations, B'chutz L'Aretz, that they all, no one was yotze, the Knesset B'Bavel, the Tanai Asuyim, so none of these communities fulfilled this obligation. So that's why I was not happy with this. One second. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, he has a tshuva, where he says that the minhag olam is to paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, and to assume that the Tanai works even b'binyano. And that's why he said he has a tshuva that he wrote to Rav Teitz of Elizabeth, where he permits the seeing eye dog to come in the shul. Right? There's a whole discussion whether you're allowed. So regular dog shouldn't be in a shul. My opinion is a dog shouldn't even be in the Jewish home. But certainly not a shul. What about a blind person? So that's a whole big discussion. So Rav Moshe permitted it. He says because since we're makel to do dvarim, we speak dvarim teil mishul. You have the shtiblach. They all they have a tikkun for the yortzeit in the shul. They have these things in the shul. So therefore, so that means that we're being knowing that that tanai works in the shul. So therefore, you can bring the dog in the shul as well. That was Rav Moshe's Tshuva to Rav Teitz. So that's the answer to what I. So that discussion, that question that you have is the Bialocha, and maybe the question, you know. So I was no tip to think not like this.
But just reading the Rambam, whatever you want to have, you have a place to go.
Right, so that's another time you could have one.
Who says that?
Who says it has to be?
Let's say it's my dining room, but every time you want to have, you know my dining room is always open.
Yeah, but you could say that Sarach Lahachim will be Knesses B'chol Eis Tvila. So you're saying that if the guy is nice enough to say you could owe every Shachris Mirkamayim, my basement is open to you, my dining room is open, so who says that yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I still think he means that you should have a base Knesses, that because what? Maybe we have to be choshish that it's not going to have a kiyum like that. So, well, that I was more concerned with the other aspect, but I still think that.
I don't think either of the extreme questions. I don't know what's in the middle.
So I think you need a shul, but a tanai is still a shul, because a tanai doesn't mean everything goes. In other words, you can't say, well, this is the base Knesses, but during the week we're going to play basketball. So then, it's not a base Knesses. It's a basketball court, which you use to daven sometimes. Even if you use the daven very often, it's still a basketball court. But a shul, because then, basically, you battle the whole. Then, how many shuls are there? You know what I mean. So I'd like to believe that no, a shul with a tanai is still a shul, and haraya, because a tanai doesn't work for everything, so it still has kedusha based Knesses. And Chazal felt that certain things that are she really shouldn't be done because of the higher level of kedusha of the shul. Those things we can are negotiable, but things that are totally out of character, the Gemara says, then you can't.
How does this tonight work? One of the 10 have to say this is going to be used for something else?
Yeah, when they build the shoe.
Majority,
I don't know, maybe design two by a year or whatever, the board of directors, design two by, certainly not the rabbi. The rabbi is not the Bible. It depends what shul you're talking about.
Whether the rabbi is the Bible or not, there's certain things that should not be done in the shul of cover.
What?
You were saying certain things in the gospel. That's how you were trying to.
Meaning that you.
So, if the rabbi is not determining what's the gospel, everything's the gospel.
Yeah, I don't know. The rabbi should be deciding what's the halacha. But in terms of whether he could have it tonight or not. Once you have it tonight, that could be the desire to be a year to have. I mean, but you need a rabbi to tell you this. So now, what's the halacha once you have it tonight? What is permissible and what's not permissible? I don't know the design. I don't know one guy. You mean design? Maybe design two by a year. Which. Say again, you want to use yes, yeah, so business. You want to.
So one guy says, "Oh, as
no." So,
I'm going to use this for my business meetings after Shabbat.
No,
because that's a tonight,
no. Because I told you, tonight only works for up to a certain point, but like Heshboinus or Aser. So the word is that certain things Chazal felt were totally out of character for a shul. And therefore, even a tanai won't help for them. Now, in Hilchash, the Rambam repeats this in Hilchash Shkeinim on page 3. Kofim b'nei ir zed zeh lasos chol madosayim, right, protection for the city, u'briach le'ir v'lumnos lehen beis ha-knesses. And also, to build a shul. V'liknos sefer Torah t'vim k'suvim, v'yishikram b'hem kol v'yishayirtzeh liknos menatzimot. Or, you know, to have a Tanakh so people could learn. and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Kofim Bnei, in the next page, Kofim Bnei Eir Zezeh, Lassas Chobot, Lassayim, Vriach, Le'ir, Belunos, Lehem, Beis Kneset. Let's say, Return of Yim Ksuvim. Kizei Shikra, Behem, Kol, Mishu, Yitzim, Red Sibu. Oh. The next thing. So there's another part to a shul, which the Sefer Rishon LeTzion is a very important Sefer. Most of us never even used it. The Archaim HaKadosh. So we know the Archaim HaKadosh wrote the Archaim HaKadosh. But he wrote a lot on this farm. And one of this farm he wrote was called Rishon LeTzion. And that's a parish on certain parts of Yoredeia. Akiva of Aim here, Kovid Rabbo, Talmud Torah, Tztaka, Mila, etc. So Tztaka, so he has a discussion, so it's a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So in Reish Nun Aleph Sif Yud Gimel on page 6, it says like this, Sibur Shatzrichim Lisko Rav Shliach Tzibur. So they have to get a rabbi and a shliach tzibur. But they don't have enough money for both. So who's the more preference? To get the rabbi or to get the what? The shliach tzibur. Im rab.
Shliach tzibur here means what is 100 exactly? Just someone who's able to
daven, yeah. Doesn't include other Shamus.
No.
He probably, in other words, there can be other people in the shul.
I'm assuming the rabbi doesn't daven, so I'm assuming it's more than just Sama.
He probably has a nicer voice.
Yeah, but there's other
I don't
think that this could have meant
over
the course of
history. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, the Shliach Tzibur, let's assume for davening now. Vein Tzipuk B'yadam Litein L'Shneim. But they don't have enough money for both the rabbi and the chazan, so who goes first? Im Rav Muvak Boki B'Horos V'Dinim Hu Kodim. So he says, if the rabbi is a Bar Harah, then that's the most important thing. It's not because of drushes, not because of pastoral, but... Now, you could claim, maybe Bizman Hazeh, things could be different. Because you have to realize, in those days, you had a shtat, you had a shul, so you needed someone to paskin the shilas. And there was no phones, and there was no... Now today, like in Eretz Yisrael, concept of a shul rabbi, so it doesn't necessarily exist in Eretz Yisrael. You have a lot of shuls, there's no rabbis in the shul. Shul is only for davening. There's a commute, the Rav Ha'ir is the Rav Ha'ir. And then who you have to ask a shayla, you can go whoever you want. But in those times, they didn't have phones, they didn't have that, so you had a shtot rav. And I told you, the shtot rav was, the most common shilas that the shtot rav got was chickens and shechita knives. Rabbinics changed since those times. But that was that's why Rav David Lipschitz, he didn't sign the smichas, because he couldn't imagine how could you be a rav and not be paskening treifas, because he was a European rav. So European rav, that was the main thing he was passing, was bringing him chickens, a part of chickens, So that was the today. Who's bringing chickens to even rabbanim who are big bali halacha, not all are necessarily paskening on chickens and treifas and shechita knives and things like that. But if he's not a baki in Harah, then the shliach tzibur is more important. Because of course, if he's not baki in Harah, so then what is he basically his function?
Just because he's not a baki doesn't mean he's not able to pass the shiloh better than everyone else.
So, right, but he's still not a Baki Bahara.
So no, he's able to read a Mishnah Berurah. If you have a town that no one's able to read their
He can open up the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and no one else can.
He's the only one who's able to do it. So that's
But still, then it's more important to have the...
I'm not so convinced Shliach Tzibur just means somebody who's able to daven. Maybe Shliach Tzibur could include some other functions. I don't think either the Rav or Shliach Tzibur is used today in the same context as it has any relevancy without home seats.
Yeah, okay. And then the Ramah says, "Vei lefarnes harav shebeir mikis shel tzedakah." You shouldn't pay the rabbi from the tzedakah fund. The gnai hulo. It's a gnai to the rabbi to get paid from the tzedakah fund. V'gam lebnei ha'ir. I guess it's gnai for the people to pay him with the. You know, it lowers. It's insulting. El Yasso lo sipuk b'machem acher. So you should have a separate fund to pay the rabbi.
This whole thing
is the Aruch Chaim? Yeah, this is the Chaver and the Ramah. What? Now, in the next lines, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. We didn't get to the... Now the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. So our friend, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Ein lefarni shegnai hu lo... When he is dieting there, the usher lefarnes harav. Oh, hashatz mitzdaka. He says, this is not just a genai, it's an isser. Because if this is for tzedakah, and tzedakah is for aniyim, so, but your obligation to the rabbi is like he's a schir. He's an employee. So then you have a debt to him. So you can't pay up your debts with stock of money.
This is not like Rabbi Hopkins. Yesterday, a lot of people who pay give money for the Mechir's comments.
Right, but Mechir's comments today was separate.
It's poor.
Right, it's poor, right. Right.
I don't see the answer here, at least said it, but the Rav assumably, if he didn't get his salary, it would be an ani, so therefore he's an ani.
Yeah, but he has a job, and he's getting
salary.
If the job is not paying, then
he's not getting a salary. When you get the money,
right? But he says therefore, he doesn't think.
The only thing I can see is if the Rav has
the Rav is a lawyer in the afternoon.
He has money on the side.
He's a lawyer in the afternoon, but I'm so. You have to have a Rav who could teach Torah and halachas, even though he's not necessarily a real poisek. So he's doing a service to the community. So there, what? A malamin, right? Malamin. So, malami paru mat staka. So, therefore, he shouldn't be paid from staka because it's like when you're paying your worker, you don't pay from staka. Fesher in the mukvino divya svarazos be parnasa shein chayavim ba. Vaseis lo yoser mitzarka b'masha shehisnu imo vaseis lo. In other words, he's saying like this that. They made a deal. He's going to get paid a certain salary. So that salary is in lieu of the functions that he does for the people. He teaches them. I don't know how much in the time of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was the pastoral aspects to the rabbinate. You know, I think that's a more modern, thing than, I mean, like Aruch Chaim was known for his pastoral, but he's before Aruch Chaim, you know what I mean? So he says like this, that whatever salary you gave the rabbi, that can't come from the tzedakah. You want to give him something extra than what you so then still you shouldn't take from tzedakah, but because it's gnai or meiser, it's a gnai, but that doesn't mean that then it wouldn't be an isser, because then you're you're helping him with his parnasa, even though maybe you can still say, who says, if he's not an Ani, then who says, because he's saying, the Or Chaim HaKadosh is saying that Avada, the salary that you stipulated to give him, that for sure is the salary that you stipulate to give him, that sure is what?
That's
Kippur Yechovo, that you can't do. But if you have the extras, the tips, so that shouldn't come from Tzedakah.
Right,
but Medina could, because why? So why Medina could? Sorry, it's a perk. It's a perk. But who says you can give the Tzedakah if he wants his dime for a perk? So he's saying you probably, because you could still give him. Sometimes your salary is not commensurate with what he really needs. But you in other words, you could still get a salary, and the salary is not enough to take you out of the right, or maybe not even enough to, you still might be in the only category even with the salary. So the people are nice. Then they say, okay, you have the salary, and this is what but we'll pay you more because you still need more. That really could come from tzedakah, but it doesn't look nice that we're giving the rabbi tzedakah, so we should have a separate fund to help, you know, for the rabbi. Certain shuls have that. They have simcha funds for their rabbi and different funds for the rabbi, so it's more makavadik than if you say, oh, you know, it'll be part of the tzedakah. In the footnote here, in this nice edition at the bottom, he quotes Rav Osner, Bishut Shevet Levi. He answers up the kasha of Kosev Yashiv Kushis Rabbeinu. The Vadim, again, the kasha was, why does the Rambam just say that it's Kenai and doesn't say it's an Isser? So he says, the Vadim Itztaka Shekdisha Stam Itztaka Zaniyim. But if you have a fund that's for Aniyim, Rotsim Lefrom is a Hischaiva Shulhem, a Rav Eir, Shulohu Tomi Karl Kishul Tztaka, and who's Chaydus Mnei Atzma, but then often Tam Rabbein is a Pirochov Mikis Tztaka. If you already set it up for Aniyim, so then it has to be for Aniyim. You shouldn't have the same funds for tzedakah and for the rabbi, both in shehadasidus the rabbi rovim b'tachkid tzedakah. He was a makapchin had tzedakah become mokum gnai hu l'rav shalahem. If he's a imukubas hakol, but you have another fund that's for the communal needs, which other, you know, functions that you use for the community, and you want to put the rabbi in that pot, then, and it's not miyuchad for the, so that you should do, because the taking from the tzedakah is a g'day.
So the answer is that the rabbi is really in the category of anani, but really you could get it, you know.
Right.
Exactly what I
think. Right. Now, who's
Chayvah?
Yeah, I don't think it's been the case. The Vadim Tzach Shadush Shatav 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 Tzach
Shadush
Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush
Shatav
Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Shatav Tzach Shadush Employee, so he's not part of the Kishol Tzedakah, even though he might be an Ani. But the Kishol Tzedakah was for the people of the community. He's not really for the people of the community. He was brought in. But this Kish was set up for the Aniyim of the community. So therefore, even though the Rav technically also, right, but he shouldn't be for, don't mix those two. Put him in the communal obligations, not in the aniyim of the community obligations.
And then the community has to do both these things.
Right.
So they shouldn't talk to Ma'arif
together, because that's Kanai.
Right. But
even though technically you can't, because he's
the whole communal thing. But if you put it in one, one broad category, communal needs, then you can, right?
Right. So it's not only for tzedakah. So even though tzedakah can also be part of that, but you shouldn't put it in the one. Give him from the thing that's only for tzedakah, because even though he's roy for tzedakah, but it just is ganai. It's not doesn't you know that the rav is an ani and the, you know it's just.
So could you pay the Jewish janitor, could I pay the Jewish janitor with money out of that fund?
Hey, we should.
It's not a fund.
So Mika did, presumably yes.
Right.
It's just, for the Rav it's a Gnai, for the janitor it's not a Gnai. There's a tshuva in the Shraga HaMeir. Could you use Meiser Safin money? In other words, there's the man who he wants to give the shul certain money before he passes away. Maybe he doesn't have children or whatever. I want to give money to the shul that they should learn Mishnayis, he's saying, for him after he passes away, and then someone should say Kaddish for him after he passes away. So could he use my Sofer money for that fund that he's bequeathing to the shul for these two points? For the Mishnayis, Le'iloi Nishmaso, and for the Kaddish. And then the money will go to the shul. He's doing it before he dies.
Is there a din to give my sir money?
No, he's giving it now. He's paying for it now. He's paying for it now with his Maaser money as something that he wants to be done after he passes away. So is there any problem with that? So he writes like this. So he works with the idea that's brought down in the poskim, the Bir HaGola, that a mitzvah, that something that you would have done anyway, even if you couldn't do it from my six off, you would do it anyway. Like, there's a whole discussion about, are you lucky? Right, technically, the Gemara says you're only mechuyev to support your kids up to age 6. Right, we'll have a whole shiur on that. And after age 6, you don't. So after age 6, it's staka to your kids. And before age 6 is a chiyuv. So the question is, can you use my six off him for that? So up to age 6, that's your chiyuv. You can't pour a yechiyah, but after age 6 it's not. So, but people are going to do it anyway. Well, you know, they're going to support their kids. I mean, what Meshugana is going to tell his kid at age 6, you know, goodbye. You're not on the payroll anymore after age 6. You know, so the same thing. Kaddish is something people are always going to make sure that they want kaddish to be said for them. And so even if you tell them they can't do it from the Maaser, they're still going to pay for it. So therefore then, you shouldn't do it from Maaser money. There's a minhag that you name your son, one of your sons, sometimes the Bechor, you name him Kaddish. That's a name. I think even Rav Chaim Kanievsky would have to agree that Kaddish is a name. That's your person's first name, Kaddish, because he's going to be saying Kaddish for his parents, so he's named at birth Kaddish. In our circles, you don't hear such a name so much. But there's a meaning like that. The name of one of your children, Kaddish. Maybe the core. The Mayor Braunsdorfer. He has a son, Kaddish Braunsdorfer, as one of his sons. Interesting idea.
Only when the parent died.
What?
When the parent died, that shower.
No. No one died in Trisman. Remains Ransdorfer lived a long time, but he named one of his sons, Kaddish.
But the Taz didn't say that. The Taz said that he didn't gather the Trisha.
Right, so he's working with. Right. And then, but he says, the Sina, look at the Shayumudu Badomishnais. So that not everyone, you know. I always have this question about the concept of Mishnayos and the Beis Hagel. Is that such an Eloi? Because, you know, a lot of people just don't want to do it. And you feel awkward saying no, because, you know, but you don't really want to do it. And you do it like half, you know. I often wonder how much of an Eloi Neshama all these Mishnayos lists really are. You know, I have a friend in Lakewood who made a shtickle business out of it. That we will... You pay us and we'll take care of the Mishnayos. You know, Chevra Lomdei Mishnah. Chevra Lomdei Mishnah. And then they pay for Mishnayos to be learned. My friend in Lakewood is the head of the Chevra Lomdei Mishnah Society, or whatever you call it. So, I don't know. That's just not a question. You know, because sometimes people just do it because, you know, they feel bad and it's there. Especially if somebody's handing him the sheet, you know, and you don't really have time. People don't have time. And it's an awkward thing, and even when they do it, you know, they do. So I don't know. I'm not here to, you know, give out a proclamation, but I just often wonder how much of an evil neshama these things are that are done like half-heartedly. But that's his word over here. That Mishnayos, not everyone does. So if you want a daf can be makvid, so maybe you should give it to the Chevra Lomdei Mishnah. You know, you support Talmid Chacham in Lakewood. And,
so it would depend on if he has money to pay people
without it. But he's saying that's not something that necessarily.
Unless he doesn't have money, although maybe he can afford it.
Yeah.
This problem we said is that you do it anyway, then you can't use your maestro. If there was an oni who's not your relative, you wouldn't let him starve. I mean, even if you said, I can't use my maestro to support him, I would do it anyway. That's what we do.
Right.
So you can say, so if you say, I can't use my maestro, even if he's an oni, well, there,
in your case, if I was somebody else,
if I'm far away, that I can't use my maestro to help this oni, of course we would help him anyway.
Yeah, but not necessarily you. Maybe you.
I would. I mean, we would. The community would.
Yeah, but that's
so
not necessarily you.
Why can we use our mic support? Does they ever use their mic to support this guy? If we can't, then we dig deeper.
Maybe we'd get more if we. Maybe we give less. Now we give more. Then we would have necessarily not.
Let's say there's a guy who needs a house. He has no home. You bring him into your house, and you choose him to give him advice. You're foster kid. Right? So
if you bring him to the house, you're not paying him.
You're giving him food and shelter.
Right, but that's not the same as paying.
Well,
he's an oni. He's a real oni.
Well, you do it anyway.
No. Because by an oni, this plow doesn't apply. So it's to give to an oni, you give to an oni. That's the prime ma'asek sofer. So even if I could do it for ma'asek sofer, give him, you can give for ma'asek sofer. But these things of learning Mishnayos and this, so the money will go for the shul or the yeshiva or stuff like that.
You're buying it to your kid, we wouldn't.
Yeah, so let's wait until we get to that. To that halacha. Now, yeah.
All these scenarios, there's a wonder of surplus, like the Meister function, as it were. I mean, are we assuming that by giving to this cause, I'm taking away?
No, in other words.
All cases where I have plenty of money, all the other things are being taken care of, and now I want to pay the world. Now I want to pay for someone to say God. Now I want to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure not all the Anayim. All the Anayim will never be taken care of. There will always be an Anayim. But what came to your doorstep, there's an Anayim, and then there's this issue, you know, so you want to do...
So you're pretty much taking care of those already, and this is just on top. It's not like we're worried about taking
the weight. Yeah, yeah. Now, Rav Harfen is on page 10, so getting back to the original discussion, could you give for the building fund of a shul? So basically, he says, "If Yesham Kvar Beis Knesses Lechlolius Bnei Hayir," they already have a shul. Do you want another shul? Another shul? What?
I thought a building fund is supposed to
pay off the mortgage. Yeah, that existing building. But I'm saying, right? Saying if, yeah. So that's. But now you want to.
Right.
So he says it's a chovah to have a shul, so that's b'chora dover shem chovah. So if there's no shul, then it's a dover shem chovah, then you can't pay for them from the dover shem chovah. If you have a shul, they want to be mosif something, magdil Torah, so then that's not a chovah. It's a nice thing, provided that it's not going to cause problems to the pre-existing shul, which is always a big shaila about something. Let's open up another shul next to a pre-existing shul. So so that's not so simple, you know. But he says the shul is Dovah Shabachova, because we learned it did, you know. But he makes an interesting point that Menogeh Beis Medrash on the bottom of page 11 of the right column, the last two lines, he says you never find the Shulchan Aruch a chiyuv to build a Beis Medrash, which is interesting. In other words, even though Beis Medrash has high kedusha than Beis Knesses, but we never find. But you can learn at home. It might be a good thing for the community to have a Beis Medrash. That's why a lot of communities say, you know. Before this yeshiva opened, there was no base measures in the community. Yeah, so, but the question is there a chiyuv to have a base measures? You could not. It might be a good thing for the community.
In order to have the base measures,
what?
I mean, you say
shul
only for field. I assume it's also for whatever. And you can't learn the shul?
Well, it depends. We mean there's a lot of different rooms in the shul, so maybe.
It's a sanctuary. I don't learn in the sanctuary.
Are you allowed to learn? Say you have a shul, a pure shul, there's no tanai.
I'm
not allowed to have chavrus to the shul. There's no tanai.
So they used, in the Zman Chazal, they gave brachas in the shul.
Did they?
They got laid in the shul.
Tosha says they gave the side rooms. Tosha says it. That was also Rabelski discussed in that chair.
The first question is,
are you allowed to learn in shul? Mikir Adim, could you learn in shul? So probably if you only say Zvarim Shel Kedusha of the learning, and you don't have any side to be a good learner in shul.
So maybe you don't hold the shul and the Sedrish. Once they saw it before.
Right, so you're saying that part of the you have a base kinesis. You're saying maybe in a chanami there's a.
I don't think you have a base kinesis.
But say for some reason
let's say I have a kollel and they learn in the shul in the base kinesis. They already have a base kinesis. They're not giving a base. That's 3 minutes
of
the day
in the
yeshiva.
Right, so that could be the base classes, right.
Second question, you mentioned the side rooms.
Yeah.
So when there's a chiyuv on the cloud to pay for a shul, that's a place to die, right?
Right.
Now, if you have 10 other rooms around, and that's the room where we do this, and that's the room where we have the carnival, right?
So could you say that maybe I could use my most miser for how much does it cost?
Of that room, or the sanctuary room.
Sanctuary. How much
it's the whole cost? Building. The whole building, you were saying.
Right, but how much is the shul?
Right.
Sanctuary. But, so maybe I can...
So maybe you can say that my most, even though there's not a separate fund, but Yesh Breira, maybe Yesh Breira or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, of the golden fund, which is, let's say, $1,000.
How much is really going for the upkeep of the seats
right,
of the shul?
Let's say $10 of everyone's $1,000 should go, you know, can't be
for
the other money.
Yeah. Then he has a discussion here about mikveh. Can you give ma'aser to build a mikveh in the community? So, I don't know, he discusses maybe that's a dom shem chova. I don't know, is that a, I mean, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that in Kofin is b'nei ir, sheyivdu mikveh be'iram. That's on page 12, the second column of the second paragraph, Kuf Samach Gimel. I don't know, does that apply to Zman Hazeh? Like,
Right,
the Shabbat, Friday night mikvah, right. Just so you'll have a Friday night mikvah. Today we have cars, so, you see, in those days, you talk about a shtot. So there was one shtad in that whole area.
I can take my horse to the next town.
Yeah, but, okay.
It could take you just as long to go to the horse to the next town, so you can drive to, depending on how far...
In other words, you need it, is there a key for the community to have a mikveh, so, say, the next town is Kutz Latchum. So, maybe... So for Shabbos, would there be a key just for Shabbos, or we say no? We're not mechuyev to spend so much money, so the women will have to go on Shabbos. We'll go on Motzai Shabbos. Maybe we're not mechuyev to spend the money just for that. If we want to, it's a nice thing. But the question is that, so maybe that the Friday night mikveh you can get from the most meiser.
No, I
thought
first you were saying every mikveh
ever was
Because
it's not here, right. But I'm saying, now I'm saying, that if you want to say that there's no mikveh around, say, so it's not in the immediate location. But, and now you want, so you can, so you'll drive, you know.
In a normal...
Right. But for Shabbos, obviously not. So is there a few... And then one second, and then he wants to know about page 13, Simon Reisha Aleph. Ma'alashan Dmei Chaver Shal Kehila, membership. So he says basically that if you have one shul in the community, so then for sure everyone has to be a member of that shul. But he writes that today we don't have that. So each shul, you should be a member of the shul that you daven in. You know, you have in certain communities, which are non-communities, people sometimes just freeload. You know, they daven here, they daven there, so this way they don't get too involved in any place, and then they use all the services of all the services of the shul, and they're not really members of the shul. And this is so he says that really you should be a member of wherever you know, and then for you it's a chova for that particular shul to become a member. So then it's a davish of a chova that you can't use for mice. Then he talks about what about seats. Buy a seat. So in most of our shuls, we only sell the seats for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says that Liknos maybe it's not Roy, but Liskor Yitachin the Mutter. Which one do you like? Reish Gimel. Okay, you like Reish Gimel? I'll go right to Reish Gimel. Yeah, Reish Gimel is about if you bought a seat in the shul and someone was sitting in your seat. You bought the seat for Meiser, for Meiser money, and now somebody's sitting in your seat. Could you pick him up? Obviously it's not recommended. Yesh lodun. He says that maybe if you bought it from Meiser money, so then so technically you get the kedima, but it's not really your seat because you only bought it from Meiser money. So it's sort of like the svar, he writes, that you have to, you know, not, you really you have the kedima, but then you have to, you're required to give it to others.
You have
right.
You have the
Tova Sana.
You don't get a seat on a row.
Right. Actually, who ain't a low man, who is Rachel? Women's seats, he says, that they're not, you can be more makel because a woman is not mechuyev to come to shul. That's the Vilna Gaon, the famous letter of the Vilna Gaon. He said to his daughters and wife, stay home, don't come to shul. Shul is only a place where you'll do averus. People, you'll speak Lashon Hara, and you know, people will see how this one's dressed, that one. It's only a place of Lashon Hara. So the Vilna Gaon says, don't, for women, don't come to shul. That's why, what do people say when they daven at home? What do they say? They ask, where'd you daven? So when they want to say I daven at home, they say I daven by the Gros Kosel, because the Gros is the one who says you daven at home. So when people want to say it was a joke, where did you daven? I said I daven by the Gros Kosel. So that means they daven at home.
But even that Gros, is that only when, so basically they're staying home, they don't go to shul, but they're going up for everything else anyway.
Right, right.
You're going,
right, you know.
You're
eating
on the street anyway, so.
Right,
like, right.
So
one place you're not
going to
go
to. Right, so the question is how to fit in the grow with today's society.
Like the grow says, don't go shopping either.
Right.
Deliver.
Right. Yep, so that's. Yeah, so I agree with you that today things, society is different, that if women don't go to shul, it'll just, the ruchness will be lowered. Not, yeah, in other words, yeah, the old women from Europe, like my grandmother's generation, who would, you know, were davening, and they were, you know, they sang tilim, you know, that type of generation, you know, the women of today are not made out of the same cloth as the women of, even though the women today have much more learning, you know, more Rambans and more things. My grandmother's generation, they didn't know who the Ramban was, probably, but they knew to say Tehillim, they knew, like Rav Shechter mentioned, you know, they had greater Emunah in the previous generation. Emunah Peshutta, it was a whole different thing. So you have to figure out what's, at the end of the day, what's going to bring Yerushalayim, more Yerushalayim for these people, and act accordingly. And different people, different things, will have different things. Okay, this is a very fascinating discussion about shuls and Maisik Safa. You see, Maisik Safa, you can fit into a lot of areas. It's a perfect thing for the, like I said about the international date law, you can fit it into like every mitzvah of the Torah, how it's going to play out. So the same thing in Maisik Safa. You can fit it into every, you know, issue of the Torah. You know, mezuzah, tzitzis, and tefillin, and esrog, like we talked about yesterday, so here's another application on this.